Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. Today I want to answer the four most frequently asked questions about no contact. These are questions I get a lot, so I decided I'll just do an episode on this. But before we get there, I want to say a couple of things. I'm absolutely thrilled about how many new listeners have joined this community in the past couple of weeks. So you are all super welcome. And it made me realize that I haven't introduced myself in a long, long time. Actually, I don't think I have at all since the actual trailer of this season two of this podcast. So apologies for that. So here we go. I am Mathilde, and I am your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through women's circles and through the one-on-one 10 weeks program. So to know more about these offerings, you can check out my website, womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. And all the links are also in the description of each episode. And on the website, you can also find a self-guided practice, a self-love guided practice, and that's free, so go and check this out. The website again is womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. Now, with that said, let's get going in answering some questions that I get regularly about no contact. This is going to be helpful whether you are already no contact or you're considering the option and you're not sure about it. In everything I'm going to say as I answer these questions, please note that there isn't an absolute right or wrong way to go about this. Every situation is unique, and you are the only one who can feel into what is working for you or not. However, there are ways to go about it that may be helpful or more helpful than others. For you to achieve that sense of peace and healing you may be looking for, and for you to protect yourself from your narcissistic mother's toxic behavior. As always, please take what serves and leave the rest, trusting it is for someone else. Stay tuned till the end, as the last question is the one I get the most, and you might really want to hear the answer. So the first question that I want to answer today is, if I'm thinking of going no contact, should I talk to my mother and tell her why I'm doing this? And I get this question quite a bit from people that are considering it and are undecided and they don't know, and they go, oh, maybe I should talk to my mother about this. So again, this is very personal to you and to the kind of relationship you have with your mother. However, if you feel the strong need to go no contact, chances are said relationship must feel toxic indeed. And that's an important point to be aware of. If your mother was a person who could truly listen to you and understand when you explain your reasons for things and honor your choices without reacting dramatically or putting you down or making a scene in front of everyone and so on, maybe then you wouldn't feel such an impulse to cut contact with her. With that said, trying to talk to a narcissistic mother, explaining why, can cause a lot of pain for you, as she is sure to use your words against you, collecting ammunition to gaslight you, guilt-trip you, or to go with whatever is her favorite tactic of manipulation. Rather than using a lot of your energy trying to explain why you're going no contact, it may be more helpful for you to direct such energy in setting strong boundaries around you for when she will try to get in contact with you, because she will. You may have to also use that energy to communicate your decision to other family members that you are still in contact with, and that in turn are still in contact with your mother. And that in itself is quite the task. Again, you do not need to explain why. Your reasons for doing things are yours and yours alone. And you have the absolute right to make your own decisions and choices without having to explain yourself to others, no matter who these other people are. That's really important. If they really love you, they will respect your decisions. if they have their own agenda, then you'll know. You'll know. This is like one way to really find out who is there with you because they really want to be, and who is there with you because they have their own reasons. So there is no need to explain why to anyone, not just to your mother, but also to other family members, unless you know your reasons are going to be respected. So if you have some, like, I have recently been able to speak with my sister a little bit more about why I chose to go no contact, and we have a kind of relationship that allows me to do that. But there are other family members where I don't go in such details because I know that that's not going to be helpful. They're not going to really take it on board or respect it, or honor it in any way. So it's up to you to feel into that. Keep in mind that some family members might very well report your words to your mother, and this may create more challenges for you, as it may give her ammunition to use when she tries to breach your boundaries. So all you need to do is make everyone aware of your decision and remain firm. And sometimes you might have the type of relationship with your mother, it might be so toxic that you might not even be able to make her aware of your decision. You might just decide, go no contact, and block her altogether from every possible platform where she can reach you and stuff like that. So that may be your case. If that is how you feel you have to go about things, you're not being a bad person, you're not being wrong. Clearly, the situation is such that that's what's required for you. Now, this may not be the case for everyone. I personally did not communicate about my decision. My decision was the consequence of one screaming, shouting session from my mother to me on the phone that ended with a simple, "Okay, we're done, goodbye." But I then didn't really feel the need to call her again, and that was that. There have been attempts, messages and emails to reach me, to which I did not answer. And that has been it. So that was the way I went about it, but that was the way I felt I needed to go about it. So again, it's really, really personal to you. The one thing that you want to make sure is that you don't follow the guilt or the feeling that you're being a bad person or the feeling that you are obliged to explain yourself, because none of that is going to be helpful. Stay with what feels supportive of your system at this moment. And when you're remaining firm with, like, for example, other family members you need to communicate with, literally, you don't need to explain. All you need to say, if they push for an explanation, is something along these lines: "I don't need to discuss this further with you." That's it. Very simple. If they insist, you repeat it: "I don't need to discuss this further with you. I've already said that. Please don't bring it up again." Or, "I have made my decision and this is what I need right now." You don't have to agree. You just have to respect it. And if they insist again, "I've made my decision and I don't need to discuss this further with you," you will find that this will make life a lot easier, as in people eventually, when they find a wall, and I've had those conversations. I have had plenty of those conversations with very insistent family members at different times, and I've repeated exactly that. Or a simple no, when they were like, "Oh, but you should really call," or "But you should really do this," or "You should be the better person and try and initiate contact," and blah blah blah. I was like, "No. I appreciate what you're saying, but no." "Yeah, you can say that again, but no." And it's not easy in the moment, I get that. But actually the results are that they're not insisting with me anymore. they're talking to me about a whole heap of other things. Sometimes they're even telling me news about my mom, which when they're good news, I'm happy for her. But they're not insisting. So this works. Then the second question, let's go to the second question. Do I break the no contact if something happens to my mother, like if she gets injured or I hear she's in need for support? Again, this is very unique to your personal situation. One thing to keep in mind, however, is that a narcissistic mother, when you go no contact, will try every avenue to breach your boundaries, as she does normally, like even when you are in contact. But when you go no contact, of course, she's not going to just take that and be quiet about it. She's going to try to make contact in every way she can. And if your boundaries are strong, she will fail and fail, but she will keep on trying. They use different ways to go about it, and they can do that in the space of one conversation. I've seen that. Within the same conversation, if you are in contact with your mother, if you remember how it was when you were, you may notice that they can try to guilt trip you, gaslight you, love bomb you, put you down, and then start again, like several times, then go with their victim story. Like, they can do all of that in the space of like 10 minutes or less. You don't even know how. That's amazing, really. It requires some some skill, truly. But so she will do that even when you go no contact. So when she fails in a lot of different ways, she can try and create a situation that will cause you to feel guilty if you don't contact her. Like, literally, they can go all the way to self-sabotage themselves and create an emergency situation. I'm not saying that she's gonna purposely jump down the stairs, although I have seen that happen. So that is a distinct possibility. Pretend suicide attempts, I've seen that happen. It can amaze you what they can actually resort to in order to get you back in the loop. And if they know that guilt tripping works with you, then they know this is a very effective way to get to you. So the whole, oh, I'm alone, I really need support, getting other family members to communicate to you, maybe even with the whole, oh, she knows you don't want to talk to her, so she didn't ask me to come to you, but I thought I had to let you know that your mother is hurt, or that she's sick, or that this has happened, or and that she would really need you, but like she would never ask, you know, like this way of sort of covert pretending that she's the beautiful person and she's completely respecting you, but at the same time she's not, clearly. So this is very much down to you and how you feel about the whole thing. No one from the outside can tell you, oh, you should do this or you should do that, because it's easy to speak from the outside when you're not in the situation, when someone is not in your specific situation and in your body and in feeling all that you're feeling in the moment. So with that said, the questions you may want to ask yourself in those circumstances are, does she really need you? Really and truly? Because sometimes we forget to look at the situation objectively, and she might actually be perfectly taken care for without you having to do absolutely nothing. And maybe there are things you may do, but they do not require you getting contact with her. So feel into that. Does she really need you? And the other question is she truly going to appreciate you contacting her, or will she use it as a chance to put you down, attack you, or pull you back in the loop? That's also important, because when they need you and when they want to get you back in the loop, they are like honey sweet. And it's all about how terrible they feel without you and how you're the only one that they need. And the minute they get you back in the loop, the other behaviors come back with a vengeance. And she's going to make you pay. chances are, I'm not saying she is for sure, but chances are she's going to make you pay for all the time that you've been no contact. So feel into that. And one last question for you to ask yourself, are you contacting her because there's no other solution, or because you can't cope with the guilt, or maybe the judgment you may perceive from other family members involved, the pressure, the social pressure? Feel into that as well, because if you are running to her rescue out of guilt or out of the fact that you feel others may think you're a bad daughter if you don't, that's not going to be very helpful. You're still going with old patterns and triggers, and it's not going to be supportive for you. Again, whatever way you may be answering these questions for yourself, you're not wrong or a bad person. That's important. I want you to hear that. It's an intense situation, one that you will need to figure out if you are no contact, as it may happen at some point. I mean, it is a possibility. It doesn't matter what your mother's age or health situation or whatever, things happen. So preparing yourself and considering it in advance can be helpful. So you can set boundaries around yourself, you know, set if-thens for yourself. If this happens, then this is what I'm going to do, and stick with that. And whatever is your decision on how to go to do about this, you're going to just go with that, because you're prepared. You're aware that that's a possibility. Maybe you just want to check with her, you know, but that's it. So if that's the boundary you've set for yourself, that's what you're going to do. You're going to check with her, whichever way that's best for you, and then that's it. Or maybe you want to ask some other person how she's doing and then decide what to do then. That's one option. Or maybe you've decided already that nothing will make you break the no contact. That's okay too. All decisions are okay, as long as they're made from your awareness. They're grounded decisions for you. And you are the only one who can truly feel into it. So again, no shoulds around this. Yet whatever decision you make will have some boundaries you need to set and stick with, and it's important, and also some consequences you may have to face. You know, if you decide that you want to break the no contact because you feel that that's what's needed in the moment, well, there's going to be consequences to that. You're going to have to be prepared that she may trigger you again, that she may behave in a bad way with you again, and she may be toxic with you again. That's a possibility, and it's quite there. It's quite a distinct possibility. If you decide that you're going to stick with your no contact no matter what, well, there's going to be consequences with that too. There might be some family members that will judge you and that will express those judgments to you, or that there might be some guilt that is still triggered in you anyways, and you might have to seek support and deal with that. So be aware of it all. That's the thing that is the most important. Go into it aware of all of this, and you will be okay. There'll be like challenging moments, but you will figure it out. And I know you will. So, and again, always reach out, ask for support when things like that happen. There's always my email at the end of every episode, like in the description of the episode. So you're welcome to reach out and ask further questions on it if you have. Let's go to question number 3. If I go no contact, for how long do I have to be no contact for? There is absolutely no right answer to this question, as it is entirely up to you and your own experience and what you need. It may be that you never again want to have anything to do with your mother and you're happy that way, and that's perfectly fine. Or maybe you need a break for a period of time to figure some things out and to go through some deep healing. And after that, you may feel ready to have some kind of contact again in your own terms. That's also okay. It is going to be very personal to you. I personally, in my own, as you know, if you have been listening for a while, actually, I should say this, you might know already, but if you're new to this, you don't know that I have been no contact with my mother for 2.5 years now. So, to speak to my own personal situation, I have not planned how long I will be no contact for. At the moment, it still feels like the best decision for me, but that may or may not change in the future. I remain open and don't stress too much about it, but that's me. That is my very, very personal way to go about this. So one question you might want to ask yourself if you're thinking of breaking the no contact is, what has changed to make you feel this way? What has changed to make me feel that I can now break the no contact? Is it that I feel stronger and able to hold my boundaries? Or is it the guilt and fear of being a bad person if I stay in no contact? Have I maybe received particular pressure from others to get in contact again? So feel into what has changed and from where is that decision coming from? And make sure that is really your decision and not coming from a whole lot of other bananas around or a lot of guilt. It's your decision. So, and if you end up deciding that maybe you want to test yourself, maybe you want to see how far you've come. Maybe you might feel that things could be different now and you want to break the no contact. No one is there to say that you can't go back, no contact again if things are still as bad as they were. And again, that does not make you a bad person. Remember that no matter how much work you're putting into yourself and your healing of your mother wounds and understanding all that's going on inside you and all of that, your mother isn't doing the work. If she's a narcissist, she won't be doing the work. There are exceptions to that. I'm always open, always, always open. But I don't put a lot of hope into that, let's say, or a lot of energy into that. So, she's not doing the work. So you may have come a long way since you decided to go no contact, but she hasn't changed. Chances are she's still the same. Chances are she's gonna try all the different tactics that you were so familiar with. And if you still, and if that triggers you in some way still, I mean, that's okay. It's not that you haven't done the work. It's not that you're bad. It's not that you're broken. It's not that you're being set back to the beginning or any of that. It's that she's still acting in a very toxic way. And if anything, the more you heal, the more clear you are about what is acceptable and what is not, about what you want to have around you and what you don't want to have around you. So you may very well feel a lot less able to put up with that sort of shit. So that may be a possibility. It doesn't mean that you are broken or bad. So be very clear about your reasons if you feel like breaking the no contact. And if they don't feel like helpful ones, then seek support. Explore the whole thing a little bit deeper before you take a step. And there's no set time that a no contact has to last four. Okay, and this brings us to the fourth and final question. The one that I get a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. And it's a really important one, so that's why I left it for last. So the question is going no contact the only solution to all your problems with your narcissistic mother? That's one, as I say, that I get a lot. So as I mentioned earlier, I'm no contact with my own mother for the past 2.5 years, and I haven't seen her in person for a little bit over 4 years. Has that been the solution to all my problems? Absolutely not. Has that helped me enormously? Yes. So I'm going to explain this a little bit. Going no contact does not remove the pain of the mother wounds you carry inside, or the trauma responses that are active in your system, or the triggers and coping strategies that rule your life. It doesn't. It would be like, to give you an example, very practical example, it would be like finding a massive puddle in your kitchen, on your kitchen floor, like water. That's not meant to be there. And you go at it with a mop and you just dry it up, only for it to come back again. So you go back the next day or maybe in an hour and the puddle is back there. and you just keep mopping, and you can mop it all you want, but until you go deeper and find the pipe that's burst, it will always come back. So removing your mother is like mopping the floor. The triggers remain. The mother wounds in your body remain. All the trauma that you're carrying remains. So why go no contact at all? Like, that can be the next natural question after this explanation. And I get that. But you may want to go no contact to be able to heal, because to be able to heal and explore your inner world, the most important thing you need is safety. And in many cases, this feeling is hard to achieve when your narcissistic mother is behaving like she does. If her behavior is very toxic, if she's constantly re-traumatizing your nervous system every time you're around her, if she is being impossible to deal with and really ruining your life, you need to protect your heart before you can go in and heal. There are cases where the impact of your mother's behavior is such that it's truly destroying your life, your mental health, or it's properly completely preventing you to have your own life at all. In my personal case, I had been trying to heal for so long. Literally, I went into what you can call self-healing and help and stuff like that when I was 18. I'm 39 now, so that's a long time. And yeah, I got places, but never really fully into the deep stuff. I put patches. I mop the floor a lot, let's put it that way. In the last 2.5 years, I've gone more places within than ever before. I got to the root of so much, the root cause, not just the branches, you know, that you just trim here and there to keep coping with life, the actual root of the main issues that I was having and I didn't know how to sort. I got to the root, and that has changed my life enormously. So being no contact has been an essential decision for me, and I'm still convinced about it and grateful to have made it, even though it has not been easy, but it felt right and it still feels right. So bottom line is, going no contact may be what you feel is necessary for you right now, but it is not the only solution, and it is not the solution to all the problem. It definitely doesn't sort everything unless you put in the work for yourself. You do have to, like, really, because this is not about you. It's not about your mother. This is 100% about you, as in, it hasn't started with you. You weren't born faulty, broken, incapable, traumatized. No one is born traumatized. We're born perfect. Everyone is. And then things happen to us and we get traumatized. And having a narcissistic mother is a big traumatic experience to grow up with. So none of that has started with you and none of that is your fault. But you have the power, capacity and responsibility to put in the work so that you can actually have a better life. You can reclaim your life. You can reclaim that life that is your right. That happiness that is your right. That self-love and peace and ease that is your divine birthright. So to achieve that, you need to put in the work. There is really no other way around it. So, removing your mother is not going to do that for you, but it is going to, in many cases, support you in creating safe environment and circumstances that will help you in going into that inner work that you need. With that said, removing a person that is so toxic, so as I said, can truly support your system in feeling safe and go in for deeper healing. That was my own experience. And I have seen that with clients too. Not everyone. Again, it's not for everyone. Not everyone needs that. That's why I'm saying it's not the only solution. Not every case requires such a decision. So again, you feel into your own situation. And from there, you decide. It remains for you to feel into it. No one else can tell you what you should or shouldn't be doing. So I hope this was helpful. If you are no contact or if you are feeling that this could be the right thing for you and you still have questions, please reach out, send me an email, mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. And again, the email address is also in the description of the episode, so you can ask your questions and seek support. Also in the one-on-one program, if that is what you are wanting to focus on, we can work on that. And so give you all the bases and support you throughout the process of either going no contact or maintaining it or going deeper into your own healing while you are no contact. If you are interested in this particular topic, you may also want to listen to some other episodes on this podcast. There is episode 62, the number one reason why no contact fails and what to do. Episode 48, birthdays when no contact with a narcissistic mother. It can give you, there's a lot of about boundary setting in that and how to protect yourself and stick with no contact. So that might be helpful. And then also episode 6, the one key secret to successful boundary setting with a narcissistic mother, which whether you are no contact already or you're thinking of going, setting successful boundaries is really, really, really essential in the entire process. So that might be an episode that may be helpful for you. And yeah, with that said, I send you lots of love and bye for now.